We have an email from, you mentioned Rachel. Here's an email from Rachel from Wisconsin. She writes, Janet, when you were away from the Catholic Church, did you ever think about going to a Protestant church or have any thoughts about becoming Protestant?
Funny that you should ask. Well, I did have this experience while I was away from the church. I was newly married, and I rented an apartment, and upstairs from me lived an evangelical minister and his wife. And they invited me to this big, giant gateway church on Staten Island. So to amuse, because they kept asking me, why don't you come? Because they would see I wasn't going to church at all on Sunday. So finally, one Sunday, I gave in and I went. And I felt like a fish out of water. I went there and I said, this is, like, I felt like I was in a foreign country, you know? And it felt so strange to me. And I felt, I don't know, there was some very deep uneasiness, like, I don't belong here. You know, and I was very polite. They were very sweet and loving and praising Jesus. And you think I would have been saying, oh, and they even had coffee and cake afterwards, which we never had at my church. But it just was so foreign to me that it didn't. And there were a lot of falling away Catholics that attended this particular church. But it didn't resonate with me. And I guess maybe it was just that strong foundation I had that I felt uneasy in this other environment. So I never went back, and I guess they were disappointed. They didn't get me into the evangelical church. But I still it was still a good number of years down the road till I finally came back to the Catholic Church. But I did have that one experience. So,
you know, part of it was just so foreign to you. I mean, that's part of it. But I think from a Catholic perspective, we have to address the fact that the question is, does it just not make a difference where you go to worship, right? Or is there, a right church that Christ has established where the sacraments are there and he truly is present? So it isn't just every place is a different building with a different tradition.
And I think that's what I recognized when I went to that other church.
You couldn't put a finger on what it was at the time. Now as you look back, you realize, yes, there was a radical difference in those thousands of different expressions and then the Catholic Mass.
And I had exposure to other religions growing up in Brooklyn. You know, I mentioned very diverse. I can remember when I was in choir in grammar school, our church choir would, during the Christmas season, sing with the Methodist choir, you know, down the street. And I had been to some bar mitzvahs because friends of mine, you know, so I had exposure stepping into other churches. But I wasn't stepping in there to worship with them. I was stepping in for a different function we were doing together. Mm-hmm. In this case, they were trying to, I think, have me come and worship with them, and it didn't resonate. It was missing. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the Mass was still a deep part of my background that it didn't resonate with me at all. There was something missing, and what was missing was the real presence of Jesus Christ.
That's right.